This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I refuse to watch leftists destroy America and sit back. I am doing all that I can to push back against these people, and I'm trying to do it in clever ways. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to thank all the folks in Tampa, St. Pete, who attended the Unapologetically American Comedy Show. You're the first line of offense against the left, and protecting the First Amendment, coming out and saying, not only do I support the guy saying all these so-called controversial things against whatever's out there, but I'm willing to be the first person to listen and support it. And when we get millions of people who finally get this, who understand the importance of the fighters out there, the warriors who are saying, I don't care what you think about me, I'm going to go at this. And I'm gonna confront this stuff. Good for us. And by the way, you are the smartest people out there. You are the real experts. I remember growing up and I'd hear, well, the government recommends this, and a study suggests, and we just, oh wow, more than one cup of coffee is bad for me. A glass of red wine a day is good for me. Fluoride in my water is good, or whatever. We just go, oh, get your vaccination for this, get that, make sure you get this. And then 2 years later, oh, this isn't good. Eat more broccoli. Don't eat more broccoli. Eat more cheese. Don't eat more cheese. Go back and look at anything that they've said. I swear. Go find me your report. It says, Kevin, too much trans fat. What, trans fat versus what? Straight fat versus non-gay fat? What kind of fat am I supposed to not eat? You know, it's all over the map. Oh, gluten is MSG. And what do? We tend to live longer. You know why we're not living longer today than we were not long ago? Because of COVID. Because of all the stuff associated with it. But before we even get to that, let me just remind you of some of the very interesting things where you go, you have to scratch your head and go, why should we be listening to these experts? A doctor, believe it or not, wrote a note saying that Fetterman was 100% able to perform as a senator. This, by the way, this doctor is a donor to Fetterman's campaign. So they put out this rhetoric that this guy was 100% ready to serve and represent the people of Pennsylvania. Why haven't they pulled this person's license? This person knew Fetterman was not ready. This doctor should have given a real recommendation that says, you know what, I realize that what is at stake here, but Fetterman is not ready to go to work. He needs to take time off, yada, yada, yada. And you know what, the New York Times and all these people are now going, oh, Fetterman is a lot worse off than we thought. Oh, my goodness. Fetterman's even saying it. I don't know if this is a joke or whatever. People, oh, he hears like peanuts. Is that like what the Charlie Brown's teacher? Like, wow, 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 wow. I don't know what he's hearing. I don't know what he's feeling. But here's what I know. He's not ready to be in any type of position where he has to represent other people. Would you let him use, you know, operate heavy equipment? They said, oh, he goes to work and he drives home 3 hours every day or whatever to see his wife and kids. I don't believe it. I don't think this guy has the attention span of a gnat. Joe Biden, remember this, said 51 former intelligence experts signed off on a letter that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. And then what do we learn? It was a lie. Hunter's laptop was really Hunter's. He's finally had to fess up and then take it back. But we know it's his. Everybody knows it's his. How else would you get that much information about Hunter's private life? Hunter Biden butt naked with prostitutes, snorting coke, brandishing weapons, talking about, you know, his work with Ukrainian companies and Russian oligarchs and Chinese spies. I don't know if it's mine. It could be mine. I mean, it might be. I mean, but it could be Russian misinformation. It could be that someone stole my laptop. I mean, it could be. Well, it could be. Let me tell you what it is. You know, it could be. It is yours. And it's idiotic for us to play this stupid game. You want to continue? Fauci and much of the CDC and all of the NIH and all these clowns that gave us this so-called expert guidance on COVID, of which 99.9% has been debunked. It was debunked by ordinary little knuckleheads like me that have no background in medicine. But you know what I have a professional background in? It's weeding through the BS. I got a PhD in that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, in case you want to know where you're getting educated. I have a PhD in that. I can get through the nonsense. And let me tell you, bring me to a party. I'll do it as a parlor trick. I'll tell you, that guy's full of crap. I'll be, that person, blah, 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 I will absolutely lay him out like liar, liar. You do this and you, blah, 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 you. I'll point out all the flaws and all the nonsense. And you know what? Everybody there will be better for it. Because they got the mask on, right? Fauci and these people killed folks. They scared the living daylights out of people that didn't need to be scared. Oh, let me tell you this. In Florida at the comedy tour, two people came up to me and said, Kevin. The one guy told me, he says, Kevin, I'm the guy you talked to that you said you wouldn't get the shot. He told me where he worked. I'm not going to say it. He says, I didn't get it, and I kept my job, and I feel so much better. And another lady overheard the conversation and said, I want to tell you, Kevin Jackson, you are the reason I didn't get the shot. I probably saved lives. Well, don't even know it. They literally came up to me at my comedy show and said, I didn't do it because of what you said on the radio. I'm proud of myself. But look at these clowns, creating fear all across America. You better get the shot. You better get the shot. It's going to kill you, man. And, I'm looking at statistics going, you guys are out of your mind. So why haven't we cleaned house at the CDC and the NIH and out at these frauds, these so-called experts? They're expert at nothing except propaganda. You ready for some more? The New York Times. Prizes for reporting on Russian collusion. Pulitzer Prizes. Since been debunked. Why hasn't Pulitzer taken those prizes back? Do you have faith in these so-called experts, folks? And here's my question for you. What finally made you figure out the government doesn't have experts, but instead propagandists? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have more evidence of conservatism winning, but the media hide this information from us because they hate when we learn just how popular conservatism is, how popular we are. And we're not doing it to win any popularity contest. I don't come on here to, you know, like, ooh, look at me, I'm so smart, or I'm so this or that. We're talking about common sense stuff. Things that should get nobody accolades. I mean, we know we should protect our homes, so we lock them. Well, it goes to reason that we should protect our borders by locking them down, by having people check in with us. It would be different if we didn't allow, and I'm just using immigration as an example, it would be different if we didn't allow other cultures in. You know, if you could say, America does not allow in Guatemalans. America doesn't allow in Puerto Ricans. Well, it's a protectorate to the wrong people. You know what I mean? America doesn't allow in Chinese. America doesn't allow in Africans. We allow everybody in. And you'd never know it. If you were just looking at this
discussion from a leftist point of view, you would think that Americans are like, oh, no, we absolutely will not have any Africans, or we will never let in any Mexicans. And it's patently ridiculous because we let them all in. And we have a legal system, and we continue to fight. I don't even know how this is a discussion, how the Republican Party at the leadership level doesn't jump on this and say, we're not even going to have this discussion anymore. You will shut down our borders from illegal immigration because it is the constitutional thing to do to protect the citizens and those who wish to become legal citizens. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm not some sage. I'm not making, you know, some, ooh, Kevin is just so amazing in his thought processes here. There's nothing amazing about what I just said. It's absolute common sense. I mean, there's a little bit of amazing stuff. I'll admit that. Okay. All right. I'll accept your view of me as that being amazing. Because there are aspects of it that are. You want to know what's amazing about it? It's amazing in its simplicity. That's why some of you are listening going, you know, Kevin, it makes total sense. Maybe you haven't figured out how to put that together the way I just did, but you know it inherently. So why don't we win? Anyway, let me go back to this. I want to talk about this story because Democrats don't. It's rare. It's not rare. It's rare that they switch, but they, trust me, they want to switch. It's a cult. They can't leave it. But people do. And this is what this story is about. The mayor of East Hanover, New Jersey, and all four members of the township council switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Now, that generally makes me happy, but it also makes me leery because you're all Democrats. Why did you do it? And now suddenly, when it isn't quite as popular as you'd like it to be, you're now Republicans. But it's still good news for us. It's a huge story. It would be different if one of them switched. They all switched. Now, I still say, Republicans, run against them. Run against them and say, I was never that stupid to be a Democrat. Make them tell people why they were Democrats to begin with. Anyway, here's what they say. Mayor Joseph Panulo, he said that the party flip of township of 11,105 people will be the best move to represent the constituents. Think about that. 11,105 people, and they're saying, you know what? These people are not Democrats. Deriding what he called the nastiness on social media that drives a wedge between voters. He says, municipal leaders have a responsibility to best represent their constituents, and it is our belief that the change of party is in the best interest of the community. Now, I don't know what that means. What was happening on social media? Was he getting bullied? You know, the mayor, the Democrats are so mean. They keep saying things to us. I don't know why he did it. I'd want a little deeper dive into this before I start backing the new Republican leadership, if you will, of this town. He says, as the nastiness, rhetoric, and social media vitriol of national politics continues to infiltrate local governance, we collectively determined that this was the best choice of action to keep the focus on local issues impacting our community, combating the overburdening and unrealistic fair share housing mandates, keeping taxes stable, enhancing our parks, and investing in public safety needs to be our local priorities. If what he's saying is, from what I'm reading from what he's saying is true, he's saying, look, I don't want to defund the police. I'm tired of the Democrats always jacking around with taxes. And I'm tired of these fair housing mandates that are essentially driving good people out of good neighborhoods and essentially turning things into ghettos. And I could go on. I'm reading between the lines here, folks. I'm sure you are as well. They go on to tell who's joining him in this switch, and as I said, it's the entire township council. Now, here's what somebody wrote here. The entire Republican Party in Morris County is welcoming Mayor Panulo and East Hanover's four council members to our family with open arms and great excitement. This is a guy's name is Ali. I guess he's the one who runs the Republican Party there. He says, East Hanover is an exceptionally run town with great leadership. It is clear we share the same values as Mayor Panulo and his council. We are excited to have them as part of our Republican family. So I don't want to poo-poo on this because I said it is good news. The good news is it raises awareness that there are people out there who do care about their constituents and who are willing to say, you know what, I will flip this entire town if I need to. Now, this isn't a Zelensky where they're talking about burning the country and presiding over the ashes. This is a group that says, we like our town. And I don't know, East Hanover, what, 11,000 people? I'll be honest with you. I don't know how a town of 11,000 people elects Democrats to begin with. Normally, these are towns that get it. These are not big cities. It makes me wonder, what was the writing on the wall? What was the impetus that made these people do this? Now, I already talked about some of the issue-based things that they talked, that they, you know, that made them switch. But what was the impetus? There's something there. Did they get the writing on the wall like, we can't win again if we're Democrats? Now, you know, the Republican Party accepts them with open arms, but my question would be, where was the Republican Party when these people were running? The entire city council was Democrats in a little town. Little towns usually get it. They're run by small business owners that say, look, you're taxing the heck out of us. You're not protecting our businesses. You're not protecting our citizens. You're bringing CRT and racism and other nonsense, other leftist nonsense into our midst and teaching our kids this. You're indoctrinating our kids. You're not doing services that we need. You know, I mean, I could go on. How is it that this town was overwhelmingly Democrat? And you know what? Let me just say this. The Republican, you can bet, this guy's going to go, well, look at what we were able to do. We flipped the entire town. You know, they're going to be bragging about this as if they did something. There's nothing to brag about here because conservatism works. And it just goes to show you, you don't even need the Republicans to flip something. These people flipped on their own. I don't think the Republicans went there and said, listen, we've got a great deal for you here. I'll leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An abundance of caution is the reason the U.S. shot down three small objects floating over North America this past weekend. The White House says the objects were floating at the same altitudes that jetliners use. An old issue making new problems for those trying to help earthquake victims in Syria. Politics. There's only one open border crossing between Turkey and Syria, thanks to what the U.S. says is Russian and Chinese efforts to keep Syrian President Assad in power. They found more hazardous chemicals in the wreckage of all those rail tanker cars outside East Palestine, Ohio. The newly found substance can irritate the throat and mouth. The EPA says it's monitoring. A judge in Atlanta says he'll release on Thursday parts of a report from a grand jury that investigated allegations of attempts to tamper with Georgia's 2020 vote count. The DA had wanted to keep it private for now, a hint that she may be preparing criminal charges. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the spirit of transparency, Hunter Biden doesn't want to produce his bank records for Congress. Joe Biden hasn't produced his LLC taxes. He often talks about his personal taxes, but he hasn't shown his business taxes. And that's where people believe, I mean, it's an S-Corp. Is it an S-Corp or an LLC? Either way, he hasn't produced it. And it's the one where he funnels all of his money from his speaking engagement and his book sales. And the reason is clear why neither one of these people want to produce this stuff, because if they do, it would be an easy path to follow to corruption. Easy. A forensic account. You don't even need a forensic accountant. You can get a basic accountant, and they can tell you exactly what's going on. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Tough Love for the Bidens and leftists and other Democrats listening to this program. Tough Love coming today. Breitbart is the one where I saw this story. It says the Hunter Biden's expensive, high-powered legal team denied House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who's a Republican out of Kentucky, his letter demanding that Hunter Biden disclose his troves of documents and communications related to the investigation into the Biden family for wire fraud, tax evasion, money laundering, and six other potential violations. Now, let me tell you, if this were Trump and we were in the same situation, we'd be demanding it, and you can bet the Democrats would be screaming like little stuck pigs. Where's Donald Trump? Where's his taxes? Where's he? And they would want Junior's, you know, bank records and all this other stuff that we'll get into here in a second. Attorney Abby Lowell, who represents high-profile individuals engulfed in political scandals such as Bill Clinton and Jared Kushner, told Comer that his demands lacked, quote, legitimate legislative and oversight basis to request such relevant information. Now, let's understand this. Hunter Biden's done business with Ukraine, Russia, and China, all of whom we are embroiled in some geopolitical mess, and they say, you got to show us relevance. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. You know the thing. You've got to show us relevance. Really? That's interesting, because last time I checked, shipping billions of dollars of American arms to Ukraine, essentially working with the Chinese to let this balloon fly across the United States and spy on us, and all the issues related to Russia, good or bad, however you want to look at it, because let's face it, Russia's not doing too bad in this Ukraine war. We'll get to that in another segment. But let me say this. Russia's in no danger of not taking over Ukraine. They could get them at any time. And what do they have now? Control of food, vegetables being grown, wheat, all kinds of stuff. And Joe Biden acts like, oh, we got them right where we want them. Yeah, at war. Comer asked Hunter and James Biden, along with the family's business partner, Eric Schwerin, disclose both classified and unclassified documents, records, and communications between business associates, family members, including President Joe Biden. But Lowell rejected Comer's request, citing a lack of legitimacy. Rather than engage with you over a back-and-forth letter-writing campaigns or any formal proceedings, I would offer to sit with you and your staff to see whether Mr. Biden has information that may inform some legitimate legislative purpose and be helpful to the committee. Nice stall tactic, but let me tell you, if the Republicans let them get away with this, shame on them. Legitimacy? A 5-year-old knows this is legit. I want Hunter Biden to prove every dollar he made and how he got it and where it went. And then I want it to be reconciled with what his dad was doing. I want to look at the travel records and understand what happened and the timing. And I want somebody to build a timeline like a Peter Schweikert or somebody to build a timeline and show how all this stuff happens coincidentally. And in how much it helps the Biden family and enriches the Biden family. And you know that one little connective thing that everybody knows exists, but nobody seems, at least on the left, wants to address? That 10% that went to the big guy. Because I'm telling you, when you get Joe Biden's tax records and you get Hunter Biden's bank records, you're going to start to see how this all worked out. And can you imagine how a crackhead does his banking? Think about it. How do you think Hunter Biden handles his bank account? If he handles it like he handles his laptops, it's pretty loosey-goosey. I would bet you an IRS agent would really love to look at how Hunter Biden was dealing with that bank account. Because I'm going to bet you money that there are credit card receipts and withdrawals that have nothing to do with the business of the day, but went to a lot of prostitutes. It went to a lot of potential baby mamas. I'm going to bet you that Hunter Biden wasn't running that business like a fiduciary with responsibility to the stockholders, stakeholders, and other people. I'm going to bet you that Hunter Biden was doing what some might even call illegal activities with that bank account. Maybe he was buying his dope with it. Maybe he was going on trips and boondoggles that had no business. Nothing was going to come out of it that was good for the company. Anybody want to make me a bet? Says Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to the Senate Judiciary Committee's chairman, Chuck Grassley, said Comer's demands have clear legitimacy. Not that you need to know this, because you know this at a common sense level. This is why I go back to all the experts, people that are experts in their field. You know, the expert that recommended that Fetterman be cleared, 100% ready for the Senate. The experts that told you wear a mask that the very box says this mask won't protect you from the thing they're telling you to wear it for. The experts that told you to get a vaccine that we know for a fact is hurting people. And the very experts who told you this stuff are now part of the cover-up. Yeah, those are the experts. He says there is clear evidence Biden, his son Hunter, Joe's brother James, were corruptly on the payrolls of Chinese and Ukrainian oligarchs. He says, investigating whether the president of the United States is compromised, especially involving America's most serious overseas challenges, is clearly within Congress's constitutional oversight responsibilities. Again, I tell you, I don't need anybody to tell me this. I know this for a fact. He goes on to say, Hunter Biden is not above the law, and Congress should not tolerate his contempt. The records and communications Comer demanded are extensive. They include records and communications with many people. I love this. Here's the records. Wire transfers. Now remember, there's already, they're on the FBI, on the list of FBI because they've had, Hunter Biden had so many FAR problems with the banks where he had many, many of these things that, supposedly trigger the people to start looking at the accounts, like over 150. I think it was 155. So they want to know what the wire, let's look at the wire transfers. Can you imagine what, just wire transfers, what do you think is going to be discovered? They want to look at the agreements he had in place. Were these employees that he was hiring, or was this man using his business proceeds for illegal things like paying people to do sexual activities for him? We already know. You know the answer. You know the thing. Office and residential leases. Rent payments. About to go all Jesse Jackson and find out that he was paying his mistress with campaign with money that came from his charity. Real estate transactions. What have they bought? Where are the holdings for the Bidens at this point? Biden Foundation and Penn Center. We already know the can of worms there. How did you suddenly go from 0 to 60 in 2.1 seconds with the Chinese? Millions of dollars flooding in to the Penn Center from the Chinese. Hunter Biden recommended a Chinese woman work for his dad, Kathy Chung. What's the story there? She's the one placing classified documents all over the place. This is the stuff people go to prison for. People are in prison for right now. Why haven't the Bidens been taught? You know, why are they out? Why are we not really looking? I can tell you this right now. If Trump had done what Joe Biden had done right now, there'd be at least two ways to impeach him, and you can bet that they would be doing this. They would be trying to impeach him. This is a big, beautiful list, folks. And Mexico ain't going to pay for it. The Bidens are going to pay for it. When we come back, we'll talk more about this list.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Biden family is crooked. The Democrats know it. The media know it. Social media know it. All of them. They're crooked. And there's this protectorate of the Bidens right now. And they're hoping they can keep a lid on this thing. But it's not going to stay. I mentioned Peter Schweikert, but it's actually Peter Schweizer. And he wrote a book, Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Two different books. And he talks about the Biden family. And one of them, he talks about when Hunter Biden flew on Air Force Two with his father in 2013, they went to China. And Hunter's firm
signed a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also showcased the Biden family's dealings, very lucrative foreign deals, and the cronyism associated with those deals that we've been talking about now for the better part of, what, 2 years, 3 years? But the government, the cabal, the FBI's got plenty to go get Hunter Biden. But think about, I know it's old news, but the fact that they hid this guy's laptop in 2019, they wouldn't let it come out. All you got to do is ask yourself, would they have done that for Trump? And you know the answer. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. There's an investigative work that was done at the New York Post, and they know that Joe Biden is well aware of his son's dealings, and that he has a 10% stake in the company, and that this company is involved with the Chinese at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party, aka the CCP. So Congress now is looking into it and saying, look, we want the records, and you know what the most transparent people on the planet, these Democrats, are doing? They're doing exactly what Democrats do. When they tell you they're transparent, they cover it up. So what are they covering up? They don't want to show you Hunter Biden's records. They don't want you. If you get Hunter Biden's bank records, oh my gosh, can you imagine what you're going to find? Every credit card transaction that Hunter Biden did? How do you think the Democrats and other leftists will recover when you know all the things that Hunter Biden's done and he's not in jail for and that they've covered up? I mean, for all intents and purposes, the man embezzles from his own company. Because the only way you could pay the big guy is through embezzlement. Because you know they're trying to hide it. And as I said, give a drug addict a bit of information. See how long it stays secret. See what they do with it. Look, I need you to hide this for me. Let me tell you where your classified documents will end up. In your garage. Yeah, that was a nice segue, wasn't it? So the Congress is wanting all these different things from Hunter Biden. They're saying we want to be able to connect the dots. And of course, his attorneys are stalling because they know the minute that the Republicans get wire transfers, financial arrangements, and I use my finger quotes when I say arrangements, office and residential leases, rent payments. Let me tell you, these guys aren't paying the rent on just their building. Hunter's paying rent for prostitutes. Real estate transactions, what are they involved in? How many tentacles does the Biden family, where does it reach? You think it's legit? Donald Trump turns over everything that's required. You know where his tentacles are. Golf courses, resorts, big beautiful buildings, etc. You know where his money goes? Oh, what about that girl? What's her name? Stormy Daniels. What about her? Prove it. Donald Trump's turned over records. She's also the person who took down a Republican senator, paid to do it by the Democrats, and they thought that would be what took Trump down. He says, bring it. What about the other bimbo eruptions? Anything there? You think Hunter's bimbo eruptions are real? They want to look at the Biden Foundation and the Penn Center, which has direct tentacles into the Chinese party. And so why do you think they want to look at all this stuff? But Hunter's people are, well, we shouldn't have to give all that up because that doesn't have anything to do. I mean, what are you trying to prove here? It's not going to help you figure anything out. No legitimacy is how they put it. Blatant lie. It's all legit. They want to look at his contracts. They want to look at his QuickBooks. They want to look at his financial spreadsheets. They want to look at the payments that were made. They want to look at the bills and the invoices, the fees and the agreements. And the reason they want to look at all this stuff is because it won't take them 15 minutes to go, Joe Biden needs to be impeached. Oh, and the final one, credit card companies. I mentioned it already. Can you imagine what you're going to find on Hunter Biden's credit card and the timeline in which he did it? And when you get a forensic accountant looking at that and triangulating on what was happening at the time, the Bidens are doomed. If you think they will not fight tooth and nail over this, you are out of your mind. They are already working with credit card companies and bank executives and everybody saying, how can we lose this data? How can we, can you do to this what was done to Hillary Clinton's emails? But it gets better. The paper trail is no, I mean, look, I think that that's all they need. But they still want some other stuff, and they want to know who the Bidens were in communications with. So how about you start with Hunter Biden's partner, Devin Archer. And then they have a guy's name is, I don't know how to pronounce these Chinese names, but it looks like G.K. Bao. Then Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski will be happy to turn over his stuff. He's already said Joe Biden's a big guy. I sensed something wrong in these transactions. They wouldn't let me do certain things. I'm sure he turned his stuff over. Jeffrey Cooper. I'm giving you these names. I don't know who these people are. Catherine Dodge. Gong Wen Dong. James Gilliar. James Gilliar. Patrick Ho Chi Ping. Vuk Jeremic. Zhang Jingjun. Yi Jingming. Jonathan Lee. I mean, there's a list of folks. It's probably 20 people. Oh, I love this. Any Rosemont Seneca entity or company, any Hudson West entity or company, any Owasco. Owasco's where he was paying that girl money to be, like, to do phone sex with him. Any Bohai Harvest entity or company, Scannatelli's LLC, Eudora Global LLC, Cold Harbor Capital LLC, Lion Hall Group LLC, any CEFC entity or company, and Burisma. They want all the communication. How much communications do you think it'll take before you figure out that Hunter Biden and his family have been selling America down the primrose path? It's going to be interesting. So, we've got to help bolster the Republicans, show that there is a cacophony of people who want this. I want it. How many people want it? My hand's up. Raise your hand or give me some affirmation. Get in contact with us, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We should do a petition that demands that Congress get this information. How about that? So, expect us to do something like that, because I'd love to get people on this. But I'm going to let Jim Jordan and these people know, we got your back, man. The nation deserves to know if this president and his son and his family are selling us out. If they're doing things that put America in harm's way, almost create World War III, because they want a little extra coin in their pockets. We're talking about a massive fraud here. Massive fraud. Massive fraud to whisper like Joe Biden. But here's what the best part of this is. Justice. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of watching these elitists get away with this stuff. I'm sick of watching people that we know are guilty essentially say to our faces, so what? What are you going to do about it, Kevin Jackson? Well, let's just see, Hunter.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.